Hey there, Amy Porterfield here. Welcome to another episode of the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast. Today, we are talking membership sites. And specifically, I'm going to take you behind the scenes of my own upcoming membership site, Momentum. Now, the reason why I wanted to do this episode is, holy cow, I have had so many learnings, lessons, mistakes, and missteps along the way to launching Momentum. And I have just really had so much clarity and insight over the last few months. At the time of this recording, we still have a few months before we launch. So truth be told, I'll probably have even more learnings along the way, and I'll definitely be sharing those on the podcast as we get going. But at this point, I decided I was ready to share with you some of the big learnings we've had around creating our membership site, because I was really stuck up until a few months ago. And so for those of you who are in Stu McLaren's Tribe program, you'll understand a lot of these lessons and mistakes and learnings because you've probably experienced them yourself. And for those of you listening that are a Tribe bonus member with me, meaning you enrolled in Tribe through my bonus program, well, you're going to get these lessons and a whole lot more as part of my bonus experience. You already know that. You've likely gotten a lot of my trainings to this date as to when this airs. And so my bonus Tribe members, you've got all the details and all the insights, but I still wanted to share some of those with all of you, my podcast listeners, because I know many of you are curious about a membership site. Now, if you want to hear about membership sites and courses and how they go together and which one should come first and should you do both, I did a full episode with Stu McLaren a few months back when he was promoting Tribe. At the time of this recording, Tribe is no longer available. It will be next year in April 2020. But if you want to learn more about membership sites, definitely check out that episode. I will link to it in the show notes so that you can get your hands on it. So if you go to amyporterfield.com/285. So if you go to the show notes /285, you'll get a link to the episode I did with Stu, one of my favorites by far. But today I'm just talking to you about my own membership site that will be launched in November. And I want to share with you some of the lessons I've learned, because I think you'll get a lot of value from hearing about how we process the information, how we went about putting things together. And if you do decide to create a membership site, you can walk away with these lessons already locked in. So you, my friend, do not need to make the same mistakes that I made. Deal? Okay, we're going to get to it. But before we do so, a quick listener spotlight from L. Rinaldi. And this is what L. Rinaldi said: better than my morning coffee. So Amy, when it comes to waking me up and providing motivation, your podcast is better than my morning coffee. While I'm always tempted to binge on a bunch of episodes, your actionable, detailed tips remind me to take a moment to really put this information into practice before moving forward. You have become my new professional hashtag girl crush, and I'm anxiously awaiting the opening of your next course. Thank you for being so accessible and inspirational, Lauren. Well, Lauren, just for the record, you made my whole day, and you should be a copywriter, my friend. You have a way with words. That was really sweet, but also really well written. So thank you so much. And here's to that morning coffee. And one more thing before we dive in. This episode is sponsored by Gravy. Now, if you have a subscription model business or offer payment plans like I do for my online courses, you've got to listen up. One of my biggest frustrations was lost money due to failed payment plans. In fact, it used to keep me up at night. I would worry about all the people that were on a payment plan, because if they didn't finish that payment plan, I was screwed. So that's when I decided I needed to do something about it, because I hated the worry. So I started to work with Gravy, and I promise you, I never worry about payment plans anymore. Gravy sets up a system inside of your business where they contact your customers within hours of their failed payments, and they capture updated billing information and save the customer. Now, one of my other fears was I thought, am I really going to let an outside company come into my business and communicate with my students? Especially because the topic of failed payments is a sensitive one. However, I took the leap and I'm so glad I did because Gravy is like an extension of Team Porterfield. When they reach out to people, when they talk to people, they act as though they are part of my business and they do it with compassion. So it has been so seamless. On average, our failed payment recovery rate increased from 33% when we were trying to do it internally to over 80% collecting on failed payments. That's a whole lot of saved payments. So if your revenue is currently at $250,000 or more, and you know you're losing money due to failed payment plans each month, I want to encourage you to check out Gravy. The cool thing is Gravy is waiving the setup fee for all of my listeners. So go to amyporterfield.com/gravy. All right, so let's go ahead and jump into today's episode. Okay, switching gears, let's get to it. The five lessons I've learned up to this point about creating my membership experience. Remember, I haven't launched yet at the time of this recording, but I've definitely put in hours and hours and hours of time and effort in creating the membership experience. I've also worked with my content team to do so. Shout out to Jen and Jill. You've been integral in this whole experience, and I am so thankful for you both. Okay, so here's the deal. Number one lesson. This is a big one. This is one that I bet we've all had to deal with, but I've really struggled with it when it comes to the membership experience. This idea that I want to add so much new content to the membership experience. And it comes from a few different places. One, I've only ever done courses. So with courses, you create content and trainings and lessons and PDFs, and you put it together in a framework, and that's your course. So with this membership experience, I want to add training videos and PDFs and guides and videos and audio and all of that, because that's what I'm used to. But a membership experience is different, and it's really different in terms of how I'm doing it. So let me back up really quickly. I have decided that I am only offering the Momentum membership experience to my Digital Course Academy students. So this is a biggie. So if you have enrolled in Digital Course Academy, you will receive an invite to continue your experience of course creation and launching with me inside of my membership experience. That means if you just have my list building course, the membership experience is not a good fit for you just yet. We want to have a community of people that are actively creating courses and actively launching their courses, whether it be their first launch or their fifth launch, they are launching, whether it be live or evergreen, they are launching. So you're either creating a course or launching it or somewhere in between. And that means you would be a good fit for my membership experience because what I've created is all about implementation, taking action, getting in the trenches, getting the work done, troubleshooting. After you go through Digital Course Academy, you are not going to be done with your course and you're not going to be done with your launch. So I want to extend that experience and I want to be a part of that journey. And I want my team and my coaches to be a part of that journey as well. We want to be with you on this journey. That's what Momentum, my membership experience, is all about. So with that, you don't need a whole bunch of new content with a model like that. So if you're doing a membership experience that's an extension of a signature course, then what I've learned from Stu McLaren is that you're not creating a bunch of new content. No one has time for that. That's not what everybody needs. What they need is for you to dive deeper into the content you've already created. They need more examples and stories and practical advice to implement what you've already given them. And so they need to get out of the learning and into the doing mode. And that's what I'm creating. Stu keeps saying, Amy, you have too much content that you want to add to this. They don't need tons of new trainings. They need deeper dives into the existing content. And I couldn't figure that out. Like I kept going in front of Stu like, okay, here's what I've decided. I'm going to do this, 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 this. And he'd say, too much, go back to the drawing board. Then Jen, Jill, and I would come up with some ideas and I'd say, okay, Stu, this is what we're thinking. Too much, go back to the drawing board. You're adding too much. You're going to overwhelm them. They don't need all of that. They want you, Amy. They want Q&As. They want coaching. They want accountability. And I know all this because I've surveyed all of my DCA members. Thank you to all of you who responded. We had hundreds and hundreds of survey results. And so Stu really pushed me to say, Amy, less is more here. So finally, I had to sit down and say, what would it look like if I chose a piece of my content? Let's say for my DCA members, you know, the pre-launch runway. What if I took the pre-launch runway and did a really deep dive into it for my membership students? That would be incredibly helpful, showing you different ways I've used it, showing you different ways I've built my list before launch, showing you examples of other people, giving you tweaks to apply it quicker. Like then I finally started to get, oh yeah, my students will get their course done faster, they'll build their list faster, and they'll launch bigger. And so then it started to make sense, but I had to sit with this for a long time. So I finally have gotten on board that with a membership experience, probably across the board, less is more. You don't want to create tons of content. I've talked to so many people that have membership experiences. My coach, Corinne Crabtree, has the PMP Tribe. She's got a membership experience. Jasmine Starr has Social Curator. And some of my other friends have some big membership experiences. I have called them all. I have called in favors to say, please tell me about your membership experience. What do you love? What do you hate? What would you do different? And I'm bringing all of that to the table here. And so with that, I've learned so much from them. And they all say, I created way too much content. Now I don't know what to do with all this content when new members enter my program. If I had to do it all over again, I would create less content and create more accountability, more coaching, more touch points with me. And so I've heard it across the board. So that was a huge lesson and I'm going to apply it in my new membership experience. Number two, I wrote down, because I have notes, of course, that my lesson number two was I put a stake in the ground of who this membership experience is for. So I've already gave it away. I told you that Momentum is a membership experience as a continuation or an expansion of the Digital Course Academy program. And at the time of this recording, when we launched it the first time, we had 3,500 people that joined Digital Course Academy. We only have 3,500 people, now only, that's all relative, right? But I'm just saying only those 3,500 people will be invited into Momentum. And so that's a risky, risky decision because that means that I am literally cutting the opportunity of having a huge membership experience down quickly. So I could make my membership experience available to everybody in my community. And I could say, anyone and all who wants to come in here, great. And I'd make a lot of money. I have no doubt in my mind because I have a really loyal audience and great relationship with so many of you. However, when I put a stake in the ground, what happened was I had full clarity. The floodgates opened around what I wanted to do with the content, what I wanted to do with the coaching, how I wanted to do it, because I knew exactly who I was doing it for. And so the reason I chose only Digital Course Academy alumni was because the experience I wanted to create was an expansion of what they already know. And I wanted it to be about taking action, not only learning. Now, of course, there's going to be elements of learning inside of Momentum. However, there's going to be so much doing and action and reaching the finish line and then redoing a launch and making even more money and a bigger impact. So you can grow with Momentum. You can be at so many different levels. You could be making $100,000 or $2 million and you would still find value in Momentum because we're all about list building, course creation, and launching at a deep, deep implementation level. And so if let's say I invited somebody into Momentum that had, 500 people on their email list. They were thinking about creating a course, but they hadn't yet started. They weren't part of DCA, so they're just kind of dabbling with the idea. But they're thinking about it and they're serious about it, so they join Momentum. Imagine how that person would show up, the questions they would have, the confusion they would feel, the uncertainty versus somebody who's gone through the entire Digital Course Academy program and now they're ready to get it done. They know their marching orders, they have their project plan, they have watch tons and tons of Q&As with me. They know what they need to do. They just want extra support, TLC, and they want their questions answered when they're stuck. Those are two very different experiences, right? So imagine how I can elevate the experience of my current DCA students inside of Momentum if everybody they're surrounded by is doing the same thing and in that same go-getter, bring it on kind of attitude. I mean, come on. And I know what type of content they need. I know what type of coaching. I'm going to have business mindset coaches inside of my membership experience. Business mindset coaches. And these are coaches that I have personally handpicked to do Q&A and coaching sessions every single month. There's multiple opportunities for this so that when my Momentum members get stuck, when they feel like they're not enough, they lack confidence, when their launch goes wrong and they can't move forward, when they're afraid they don't have what it takes to keep moving, when they're afraid to spend money, when they're afraid to build their team, we've got business mindset coaches that right away take care of it. Let's get you in the right mindset. Let's do this. I realize it's so much more than my step-by-step strategies, but that mindset of an entrepreneur has to play a part in Momentum, and it does. And so, as you can see, once I knew who this program was for, the floodgates opened. So this is a lesson for all of you, whether you're creating a course or a membership experience, get clear on that ICA. So what I did is I wrote up some notes about the ICA, Ideal Customer Avatar. We named her Sophie. And Sophie is our ICA for the Momentum experience. And I gave all my notes to a copywriter. And I said, can you create a story based on all these notes? It's like a 2-page ICA story. Tell me who Sophie is. And I then gave that to my entire team. We only use it internally, but we know that every time we create a piece of marketing material for Momentum, it's for Sophie. And we know when we create content, it's for Sophie. And I know when I find a Momentum coach that I want to invite into this experience, I tell that Momentum coach about Sophie. So this is the first time I've used an ICA so early on in the experience, and I'm so very glad I did. So there you have it. Very scary. Very, very, very scary. And let's just remember, I'm human here, and I'm throwing a big caveat to all of this. I can change my mind at any time. That's the beauty of having an online business. If this doesn't work, I'm going to change it. I'm not going to sit on it and say, well, I'm embarrassed. I told everyone I'd do it this way. I can't change it now. Heck no. If I need to change it, I'll change it. But I'm going to stick with it long enough to know if this is going to work or not. So I'm pretty sure it's going to work. I feel very confident in this. I've done enough research and digging in. So, but anyway, if something doesn't work, I'll change it and I'll tell you guys about it. Okay. So that actually leads me to the next thing, which is a huge lesson I learned was that I've got to spend the time with the content makeup, the roadmap that I'm going to implement inside of Momentum. So each week I follow Tribe. So each week we have something new that happens inside of the membership experience. So week one, I do a deep dive training into one area of Digital Course Academy. And then week two, I think we're going to have, that's the week we're going to have multiple business mindset coaches that I handpick for the program. Week three, I'm doing live Q&A troubleshooting. So I'm just going to get in there with my members and we're going to figure out what's not working for them in their launches and course creation. And week four, we haven't quite figured out that the perfect mix yet, but we've got some really good ideas and I don't want to give it all away. So we're kind of playing with what might happen in week four. But that repeats itself every single month. Again, I follow the Tribe model that Stu McLaren has laid out and I think it's excellent. So that's where we're going to start. But let me tell you what it really looked like behind the scenes. It really looked like 7 or 8 meetings to date with my content team, where we literally went over the content and the idea of coaching and Q&A and accountability and success guides and what kind of resources, we have been talking about this for 7 weeks. And the reason why I'm allowing that to happen, I'm kind of a fast decision kind of girl, but we just need to revisit it. We got in front of this early enough that we're not rushed. So we have time to say, okay, this is what we think it looks like, punch holes in it. Where could we be going wrong? I have to admit that the membership experience is the first time that I feel like I've gotten ahead of something, where sometimes it feels like we're always a little bit behind where I want to be. Now, in the whole scheme of things, if you compare how I do things to other businesses, I might look like I've got so much together because we're super systematized. However, I always do feel a little bit rushed, even if I do have weeks and weeks to plan something. But because I have months and months to plan this, it feels good to keep revisiting. It's just quick meetings. We check in, we play around with the content, and then we sleep on it. And then I talk to Stu or some other of my friends and say, what do you think about this? And then we do surveys and we've gotten on the phone with people. We've listened inside of the Facebook group. The fact that I'm doing it in an extended experience means that I can go into the old Digital Course Academy Facebook group, which we have, to look at all the questions that were asked in January 2019, all the questions, like 12 weeks of questions. Where were people getting stuck? What did they need? What did they say? And we took some of those pain points and we've incorporated them into addressing them inside Momentum. So I had some stuff I could work with as well, which was really helpful. So if you have a course and you have a Facebook group and you want something like I'm doing, like a continuation of that through a membership experience, just know, go back into your Facebook group, go back into your customer support, or where are the questions? Where are people struggling with your course? You can address those and clean them up in your course, but you can also dive deeper in them with a membership experience. So something to think about. And I will say, without getting into any details yet, because I'm not positive about everything, you can charge a more premium price when you are diving in and going deeper with people that are already invested with you. Everyone who likes my course and knows what I'm about, they trust me already. So I don't expect a hard sell. I don't expect me to have to push really hard or do big campaigns to get people in the membership experience. I'm hoping we start out with just some really simple invites and say, all right, here's what we've got. Here's what it's about. And you're invited. Would you like to join us? And I know it won't be that easy, but hey, maybe it will. Maybe I'll just put that out into the universe. So that's what I'm going for. I want it to be such a no-brainer, natural extension of their experience of working with me. Okay. So basically the lesson learned is that I had to keep coming back to the content to get to a place that it felt right. And that was okay. So if you can give yourself time, if you want to create a membership experience in 6 months, start working on it now. If you're in Tribe, start just chipping away. If you're not in Tribe, listen to what Stu teaches about membership experiences, but chipping it away at anything you want to do in 6 months from now is a good idea. We don't spend tons and tons of time on it, but enough that we're getting it shaped up now. Okay, so let's see here. Moving on down. Oh, okay. So I got to a point many, many months ago that I thought I wasn't going to do my membership experience. Something felt completely off. And so for my Tribe bonus members, I'm actually going to get into this story way deep. I've got to save something for my Tribe bonus members. They actually are part of my special experience of those who bought Tribe through me. So I'll go deeper into this for all of you. But for my podcast listeners, I want you to still get value from this. So what I'll share with you is that I got to a point where it just wasn't coming together, the membership experience, and it felt heavy. You all know that feeling of you want to do a project, you know it can make you money, you know you can make an impact with it, but something feels heavy on your heart or your shoulders. Like I physically could feel it. And every time someone brought up the membership experience, I was like, oh God, I got to talk about the membership experience. Oh, it's coming up. It's going to come up fast. I got to figure this out. And then I finally said, I need to put this on hold. We actually were going to launch this earlier than we did. And I told Chloe, who runs our marketing department, I said, hold on a second. I am not feeling good about this. I don't know why, but I'm not excited about it. This is not a hell yes right now. And you know what they say, if it's not a hell yes, it's a hell no. I wasn't ready to fully take it off our plate, but I was ready to put it on the shelf. And so I told Chloe, hold on, we're not launching it when we said we're going to. I need some time. And so, of course, I call Stu. I might be a little bit of a whiner with Stu, but he just puts up with it. I'm like, Stu, this isn't feeling right. This doesn't feel right. And it felt heavy because of the content side. I couldn't get the content formula right because I didn't know it was just going to be for my DCA alumni. I wasn't ready for that yet. That was scary. That was scary for me to make that decision. So all the content felt confusing and mixed up and heavy. And that's when he started to talk to me about strip it down. Who is this for? Let's get clear here. And that's when everything started to come together. But don't pull the trigger on any project in your business if it's not a hell yes. I'm like 10 years in and just learning that now. Holy heck, I wish I learned this years ago. So please, please, please hear me. Anything that you're working on right now or thinking about creating, if I say, oh, so you're going to launch a XYZ, and if you're not like, hell yeah, I am, then don't do it, or at least put it on the shelf and figure out why it's not a hell yes. Okay, so that was a huge learning lesson for me because once I got clear on who this was for, once I got clear on Sophie or ICA, once I got excited about what I could do for my DCA students, like excited, I could, oh my gosh, I could help them make such a bigger impact, get to the finish line faster, make a lot of money. Once I got behind that, oh, bring it on. Now, all I want to talk about is creating my membership experience. Now, that's all the meetings I want to have, which is not possible because we're getting into some other stuff I've got to focus on first. But I love to talk about it and think about it. That's when you know you're on the right track. Okay, so the final lesson I'll share with you is that thank God I come from a place of being a student always. And I think all of you, my faithful listeners, can really relate to this. And I think I'm speaking to the choir on this one, but I want to put it out there anyway. We purchased Tribe. So before we promoted Tribe to my audience, we purchased it and went through it. And then we went through it again as we got closer to starting to create this membership experience. We literally have one master doc that I'll share with my Tribe bonus members only. I promise to keep some secrets just for you, but we have one major master document for the membership experience. And that master document was created based on everything we learned in the Tribe program. So again, Tribe is not available now, but we do have a wait list for it. If you want to join Tribe next year and you want to join Tribe through me so you can get all my bonuses, by then I'll have a thriving membership site so I can share even more success secrets with you. But we'll put a wait list. Actually, I bet it's up now, amyporterfield.com/tribe. I'm here. This is not my style, as you all know, but I'm typing it into the browser. And I'm going to tell you if amyporterfield.com/tribe is a, it's not, but it will be. So amyporterfield.com/tribe, you can get on the wait list and I will let you know when Tribe goes live again. But here's why I'm bringing this up. We literally followed everything that Tribe teaches. So yes, I'm lucky. I've got Stu that I could text and call, but you actually do not need that. Everything he told me on the phone, he teaches in Tribe. I just was whiny and needed a little extra handholding. But the good thing is that's not necessary and you can get exactly what I learned inside a Tribe. But I'm just glad that my ego wasn't big enough to think, well, I've created tons of digital courses. This has got to be like the same. I don't need to pay for a course. Yeah, I did pay for Tribe. And yes, I did need it. It's totally different than a course. And in addition to that, I loved that I could just learn from somebody else and take a breath and just get some clarity around some areas that I wouldn't have been able to do on my own, or at least it would have taken me a lot longer to figure out. So the fact that we just used Tribe as our template and then put together a master doc and we answered all the questions he had us answer, like he asks you questions to get clarity around the type of membership experience you want. He helps you create the success path, which we did create. He helps you create the content calendar, which we did create. All of that came from the program. And so I tell you this because I have courses and I hope you feel the same way about my courses as I do about Stu's course, in that, holy heck, I'm so glad I had that. I'm so glad I didn't try to do it alone. People will always tell you, and they're right, that everything you want to do, you could probably find it free online. You could find it on the Google or YouTube. You could probably figure it out. I don't know if it's always the best advice, and you're sure as heck aren't going to get a total roadmap. And that's why people pay for courses, for the roadmap. I wanted someone to tell me, how do I get from point A to point B? A being, I don't have a membership site, nor do I know what to do, to point B, which is, I have a totally complete, ready to launch membership site. How do I do that in the fastest way possible? And I want to learn from someone who's gone before me. That's why I buy courses. And hopefully that's why you bought courses from me, if you have some of my courses, so you don't hunt and peck all over the web and learn from someone that maybe has never even had the success that you're looking for. And so that's why I am such a believer in digital courses, because Stu just literally allowed me to create something brand new that I'm so excited about in my own business because I followed his course. So I just wanted to add that last lesson, that you always have to be somebody who's open to learning and sitting down and finishing the course, going through it, doing the work, implementing it, and making it happen. And so that felt really good. It felt good to go through someone else's course to remember how students feel going through mine. That's another thing. When you go through other people's course as a course creator, you start to think about how you might want to change your course, or you learn from them. So that was a huge lesson for me. Tribe was a huge backbone, or a huge support of our whole membership experience creation. But we're not done yet. So I went through the five lessons and I wanted to share those with you, but we haven't launched yet, and we are launching very soon. At the time that you're going to hear this, we're like weeks away from launching this, and I cannot wait to share the wins and the missteps, and there's going to be mistakes, and I know I'm going to recalibrate and tweak. It just so happened that we were talking to Stu today because he's creating a software for membership sites. And we were talking to him about what that would look like, because I was curious. And he said, just remember, Amy, when you create a membership experience, you're going to tweak it and fix it and change it for probably the first 6 months. You're going to learn things that aren't working or you can make better, and you're going to get in there and you're going to fix it and you're going to tweak. And that's a little bit different than a course. A course, a lot of times you have to re-record the whole thing to really like dial it in and get it where you want. So that's why we do like revamps of our courses, but they take forever. With a membership site, the next month you could do it better. Like every month you get an opportunity to try something new, change something up, or make it better. You've just got to pay attention. So I'm ready to really pay attention. And if I can make it better, which I know we can, we will continue to do so. But for all my Digital Course Academy students, if you joined in January 2019, you are going to get an invite at the end of October. For all my September Digital Course Academy students, you will get an invite when your 12 weeks is over. So you will get one in December. And so you go through the Digital Course Academy program, and then we continue our journey together inside of Momentum. And hopefully for years to come, like this is something that I hope my DCA students want to be in year after year and do bigger launches and do evergreen launches. We'll have a big focus on evergreen and turning your live launch into an automated launch. So hopefully I get to grow and experience new things with all of you as your businesses grow as well. So anyway, there's a little taste of what's to come, but also I just wanted to turn this into a mini teaching moment so that you could see kind of how we thought about things, how things came about, and where we're going with our membership experience. Okay, so there you have it. I hope you enjoyed this mini lesson all about the lessons I've learned from creating my very first membership experience. I cannot wait to get Momentum out into the world. So when it's live, you will definitely hear about it. Okay, before I let you go, remember that our sponsor this week is Gravy, my very own 24/7 engagement team who contacts my customers within hours of their failed payment, captures updated billing information, and saves the customers that I have worked so hard to acquire. So if you have a subscription model business, or if you offer payment plans, you've got to check out Gravy. AmyPorterfield.com /gravy. When you go to that page, you'll see that there's an option to get a free consultation with them. You just got to talk to them and see if your business is right for what they do in terms of capturing failed payments and making sure that everything on the back end is running smoothly so that you do not lose money with your membership site or your payment plans. AmyPorterfield.com/gravy.
All right. I can't wait to connect with you again. Same time, same place next week. Bye for now.